Welcome to Cumulus Community, a weekly public affairs show spotlighting the most pressing issues affecting our community. Now, here's this week's host.
Good morning and welcome to Cumulus Community. I'm Amy Ponce and I have the honor of having two guests on this morning. We have Jen Remis, Director of Resource Operations with United Way of Rhode Island, and she's going to talk about 401 Gives, and Barbara Haynes, Executive Director of Macaulay Ministries. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning. Thank you morning. For having us here.
It is my pleasure to have you on a nice Sunday morning. We're going to get right to it. I want to know, I've got a lot of questions. We're going to talk about something I've heard about this, but I don't, and I'm sure there are a lot of people too. 401 gives. The 401 is making me think this has a lot to do with Rhode Island. So Jen, just describe what 401 gives is to us.
Sure. So 401 Gives is a statewide day of giving, much like many may have heard of Giving Tuesday, which is around the holidays. But this is local to our beloved Rhode Island. So hence, it's on April 1st, which is 401, and it is an homage to our area code. So it is a 24-hour day of giving. This is actually the third year we've been doing it. Last year, for 422 local nonprofits, we collectively raised $2.29 million. This year, we already have 528 nonprofits signed up to raise money, and they're doing amazing things. And it's just an overall day to celebrate the nonprofits that give back so much to the community. I was just talking to someone earlier, and you know, there's so many nonprofits that you don't even know are nonprofits. Maybe your daycare or your after-school programs, or you go to the theater, and they're all nonprofits. And actually, 16% of the workforce in Rhode Island are nonprofits. And the other stat that I hate to say, but we will make this better as part of United Way's strategic plan to invest United, is that we are the fifth least charitable state. So that's one thing we want to change and help our wonderful nonprofits be more sustainable, be more visible in the community, and definitely raise more money on 401 Gives April 1st.
So April 1st. And then how can we get involved?
So there's many ways the community can get involved right now. You can be a community champion, which essentially is, you know, kind of cheering 401 Gives. We've reached out to all the chambers and businesses and just spread the word of 401 Gives. Obviously, make a gift. I'll come back to that. But if you're an individual as well, you can be a peer-to-peer fundraiser for your favorite nonprofit, much like setting up a Facebook fundraiser or GoFundMe. You can raise money and share with your networks about your favorite nonprofit and raise money for them. If you're a business, we also have business fundraisers. You can set up a business fundraisers and invite all your employees and vendors and clients and customers to 401 Gives and just kind of help spread the word. We have so many options. I got a few more.
Okay.
Another one is you can purchase e-cards. So I know our CEO, Courtney, has two younger sons. And this, as I said, this is our third year. In the past 2 years, she would give them some money to go and search the nonprofit and give to the ones that they're passionate about. So now she purchases e-cards. So she can hand them an e-card, much like a gift card, but it's a charitable gift card, and hand them to them, and they can go and make a gift on April 1st. So it's a great way to give and then give back. Uh-huh. And lastly, of course, you know, reach out to many and give back to many of the fabulous nonprofits that are out there, like Macaulay Ministries. You can choose more than one. And then minimum gift is $5. So you can go at 401gives.org and make a gift that day, or make many gifts. It's very fun to watch the ticker. There's a ticker on the website, and just watch the gifts go up. So those are many of the wonderful ways. You can also be sponsors. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our amazing sponsors. The Pepito Opportunity Connection is our presenting sponsor, as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield and FM Global, and many others that provide matching gifts and prize money for the nonprofits. So it's a fun day, and that the nonprofits can win money as well.
And I am seeing that 401 Gives is even on TikTok. I mean, if 401 Gives can be on TikTok, hello, my kids won't let me be on it. But
I was in a TikTok video, yeah.
Oh, so. Nice.
Oh, no.
Make one. Yes, it's so fun.
So that's a good way to reach the even younger crowd, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Because it's all about, I feel like, you know, it's so important to get the little ones involved because they're the ones who are going to be carrying the torch for years to come and all that. And I also think that when you were talking about the e-cards, like that's such a great idea.
Yep. Yep. Such a great idea. To get them started and get them interested in philanthropy and giving back. Yep.
All right. So 401 Gives all over the place, all over social media, but it's 401gives.org. That's the actual website where you can go exploring and see how to help out. All right. Yep. Good.
Yep.
So, Barbara, yes. I would love to hear all about Macaulay Ministries, and the relationship with 401 Gives and just more about that.
Yeah. First, I'd like to thank everyone at United Way of Rhode Island for choosing us. There's 528 nonprofits. And Jen, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to tell people a little bit about Macaulay Ministries. And so we've been involved with 401 Gives for the 2 years it existed. And I got to tell you, being in a small nonprofit, the technology that they brought to bear for us was something that we could have never done for ourselves, right? Online giving is really significant. And people, you know, it's a lot easier, like in the middle of a work day, they can grab a mouse and make a donation, you know? So like, we were so grateful that this technology was brought to us because we did well. And in the 2 year total, we've raised a little over $28,000.
Wow.
And these 2 years happened to be the 2 years of the pandemic. Yeah. And I cannot put into words how it's affected the business of what I'm in, right? It's homelessness and hunger and domestic violence. And, you know, if there's enough news, I don't need to run through statistics with you. Just know that they're at historic highs, all of them, right? And so, you know, the money came in at a vital time for us because, you know, it was very significant to-go meals, right? When you go from serving a sit-down meal to to-goes, you got to buy 2 bottles of water every day for each person. You've got to buy all the plastic containers. You've got to buy little bags of potato chips. It was crazy. So 401 Gives came at a perfect time for us and really helped us, you know, afford the work that we had to do because the center of Providence, where we are, you know, it was impacted immediately and significantly. And our other community is Central Falls. And, you know, it's well reported that we're sitting in the epicenter of the permanent effect. We're not the permanent, but a very long-term effect from COVID in our community. So very, very, very grateful that we had this opportunity. So I'll tell you a little bit about the ministry so that whoever might be listening can opt to donate on the day of 401 Gives, which is Friday, and can search us up in the search bar for Macaulay Ministries. And you'll see even more information about us. You'll be able to pick where you'd like your money to go. You'd be able to come to our website to see what we're all about. But I'll give you a snapshot. We run 3 programs, and one of them is Macaulay House, which is a meal site, food pantry, and a social service agency on Elmwood Avenue in Providence, just beyond the zoo headed towards South Providence. And we've been in business for 47 years and we see a couple of hundred people every single day and varied needs, whether they're here for food, to sit down for a meal or to receive something at the pantry or to see social workers for assistance with financial needs. So we've been doing it a long time and you know, the people here are amazing. Then we have a thrift store on Broad Street in Central Falls, which is precious to that community. And we provide gently used stuff to people that really need it and they love it. And then our third program is here in Providence. It's Macaulay Village. And it's a 22-unit residential program for women-led families who were prior homeless and victims of domestic violence. And right now, living at Macaulay Village, there are 22 families, and inclusive in that is 52 children between the ages of 1 and 12. And, you know, we're really fortunate to have great partnerships. We have an on-site child care center that's run by Children's Friends, which many would know to be one of the state's largest providers of early Head Start education. And we also work in conjunction with Sojourner House. So between the programming that we have in place and the programming of Sojourner House, these families are so fortunate, most coming from shelters, to be received in that community because they're very safe. And we have a lot of robust programs. Now, the robust programs, right? So we're lucky to be receiving rental subsidies so that the lights are on and the heat's on and the building's up and running, and that the donors' dollars come in mostly to support the programming that we do for the women and children. And these are transitional programs, right? They're working towards their permanent home. So we do workforce training, children enrichment. Oh, Amy, you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. We became a distance learning provider for two years. Wow. We had 15 kids in elementary school.
Different school systems, like not all in the same class, right? I mean, this is like all over the place. Oh, I can't imagine. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And then put an exclamation part next to digital divide. So that, you know, we had to staff up with wireless. We had to get laptops for everybody. Mm-hmm. The schools mm-hmm. were providing some stuff, but not fast enough. Mm-mm. And the kids with the IEPs, we had to, so you can well imagine what that was like. But it's a beautiful community. So I'll tell you that I should have started with, we were founded by the Sisters of Mercy. And if you're not aware of the Sisters of Mercy, they are a group of women that started in Dublin, Ireland, and they are, you know, rebels. I mean, they've been pioneering for social justice when they opened in Dublin, Ireland in the 1800s, educating women, right? Which is really ahead of its time. But in Rhode Island, you know, they're most known for their tremendous schools, right? So St. Mary Academy, Bayview, Salve Regina, Mercy Mount, Our Lady of Mercy. I should stop in case I forget somebody, right? But they also have social service agencies, and the social service Social Justice Committee of the Sisters of Mercy identified the need for services in South Providence for the homeless and hungry in 1975, and that's when we started. But for people that are listening, in the radio industry, a personality that we share is, at that time, Arlene Violet was a Sister of Mercy.
Yes.
And she was on the Social Justice Committee. Yes. So my world came full circle with that event. Mm-hmm. And, but anyway, she, you know, she's a good example of, you know, when she was later dubbed Attila the Nun by 60 Minutes, when they did that special on her after she became Attorney General. Again, the Sisters of Mercy are magnificent. I mean, we're so supported by them, and they do a lot of work alongside of us. And so I'd say that I really appreciate the listeners hearing me, and I hope that it inspires them to give during 401 Gives and to seek us out, Macaulay Ministries, and check out what we're all about. And perhaps we would be so lucky to have a gift. And the gifts, our donations are being matched that day by our sponsor, National Grid. So there'll be a one-on-one match. So they can double their donation throughout the day on 401 Gives. And as Jen mentioned earlier, there are other sponsors that are matching during the time. So there's some opportunity for us to have our gift tripled. If the listeners can just remember 6, 12, and 4, right? The 6 o'clock hour, the 12 o'clock hour, and the 4 o'clock hour is a chance for us to also have our gift tripled. So I appreciate everybody hearing us, and just know that if we're lucky enough to get a gift, that it'll go to help the homeless and the victimized and the hungry in the city of Providence and neighboring Central Falls. So I really appreciate, Jen, the time, and Amy, I appreciate the focus, and thanks everybody for considering this.
And thank you for explaining all of that, because growing up in Rhode Island, right, you hear things, but you don't always know exactly what all these nonprofits do. Like you said before, Jen, like there are so many, you might go get a job somewhere or apply and it's a nonprofit and you don't even realize it. 401gives.org. I wish the best and that everybody goes on Friday, April 1st to 401gives.org and give what you can. And I always say, like, if you can't give, like if you really, really can't, like just spread the word. Spread it.
That's exactly it. Yep. Share and share, like Facebook, right. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Never been there.
Oh, it's a whole world. And now I'm going to go check it out because I need to see Jen on TikTok. Thank you both so, so much.
Thank you, Amy.
We'll run into each other soon. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
This has been Cumulus Community. If you are a nonprofit, charity, or community champion and would like the opportunity to speak about your initiative, please contact us at light105.com.